I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. It's now the 10th day of the search for David Sweat and Richard Matt. Those are the two convicted killers who escaped from the Clinton Correctional Facility after cutting their way through a steel wall and crawling through a steam pipe. Zach Hirsch is North Country Public Radio's Plattsburgh correspondent, and he's been keeping a close eye on the manhunt and has spent time in Katyville, Dannemora, and in West Plattsburgh. He joins me now for an update. Hey, Zach, welcome back.
Hey.
The prison tailor shop instructor, a woman named Joyce Mitchell, has become a central character in this case. She was in court this morning. What exactly happened there?
So first, there was about an hour and a half delay before things even got started because Mitchell's defense attorney, Keith Bruno, bowed out at the last minute. He said he had a conflict of interest in defending Mitchell. Officials won't say what that conflict is. So Stephen Johnston is her new defense attorney. When Mitchell finally stood in front of the judge, she wore a black and white striped jail uniform, orange Crocs, and what looked like a bulletproof vest. Today, the judge basically just decided to move the case to Clinton County Court.
And exactly what do we know about this woman, Tilly Mitchell, as she's called? She's becoming sort of central to this whole story.
Yeah, here's what we know. State prison officials investigated her last year because they believed she had an inappropriate relationship with either Richard Matt or David Sweat or both of them. That investigation was later dropped. And according to court papers filed late Friday, she allegedly began supplying Matt and Sweat with small tools like blades and drill bits sometime in early May. She faces up to 7 years behind bars. She's pleaded not guilty. And on Sunday, local district attorney Andrew Wiley said it also looks like the inmates had access to tools left in the prison by maintenance contractors.
Also today, Zach, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the state inspector general is going to be investigating the escape. Help us understand where that investigation fits into all of this.
So there's a growing frustration as these search teams continue to chase down leads that just haven't panned out. More than 800 law enforcement agents are taking part in the search near Dannemora right now. Some officials say the search costs roughly $1 million a day. And it gets political. This is tough territory, especially for Governor Cuomo, who's really taken the lead as the public face of this search. So earlier today, he announced a new probe into the prison break. The state inspector general will bring in experts in prison design, operations, and security to try to find out just what went wrong and how to prevent this from happening again.
That's sort of backward-looking, but when it comes to actually finding these two guys, Governor Cuomo said yesterday that for all anybody knows, these prisoners, in his words, could be in Mexico by now. Is there anything new to report on the actual search itself this afternoon?
So the short answer is there's nothing new. Law enforcement agencies are still focusing their search in the thick woods in West Plattsburgh and Katyville, New York. They're also going door to door asking people questions. A small section of rural highway that runs from Plattsburgh into Dannemora is still closed off. State officials say they've searched over 8,300 square acres so far.
There's also been some question as to when authorities began monitoring these ferries between New York and Vermont, whether there might have been a lag time before they started posting officers at the ferry crossings. Have you heard anything about that?
I am hearing some of those anecdotes. I spoke with one person who crossed the ferry from Plattsburgh to Grand Isle on June 6th. That's the day we learned about this escape. She said there was no police presence whatsoever. Vermont State Police Colonel Tom L'Esperance addressed that concern in Dannemora last week. Here's what he had to say.
Immediately, we deployed troopers up to the Grand Isle and down to Charlotte, patrolling those ferry areas. We had a tactical team deployed up in the islands just in case there was a sighting that would come up in that area. We've been on this working hand in hand with New York State Police. They've been sharing all the information, all the relevant information that speaks towards Vermont.
And finally, Zach, I understand schools near the prison finally reopened today. They were closed for a couple of days last week. How are residents there holding up in now the 10th day of this search?
Yeah, people living right in the focus area of the search have said the intensified police presence is scary. They're also frustrated because law enforcement agencies have only given occasional and very brief progress reports. And in that vacuum of information, a lot of rumors and theories are spreading, which I think is making people even more nervous.
We've been talking with Zach Hirsch. He's a reporter for North Country Public Radio. He's been covering the escape of two convicted murderers from the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dannemora, New York. Zach, thanks again.
Yeah, thank you.